Chapter 7 Blanche Ingram. Jane returned to her room, but she could not sleep. She felt a strong attraction for Rochester.
Does he feel something for me? He spoke to me so strangely and held my hand. No, it's not possible. I'm just a governess, no more than a servant. I am neither rich nor beautiful. He cannot be interested in me.
She also wondered about Grace Poole.
Why did she set fire to his room? And why does he let her stay here, if she's so dangerous?
The next morning, she was surprised to see Grace Poole cleaning Rochester's room. She pretended that she knew nothing.
Good morning, Mrs. Poole. What happened here?
It seems the master had an accident with a candle.
Did you hear anything during the night?
I heard nothing, miss.
Mrs. Fairfax had some news for Jane.
Mr. Rochester has good weather for his journey.
His journey? Has he gone away?
Yes, he has gone to visit some friends. He will be away for at least a week.
Does he often go away like this?
Oh, yes. He is a very popular gentleman, especially with the ladies. In fact, everybody expects that he will soon get married to one of them.
Jane's heart sank.
Who is she?
Her name is Blanche Ingram, and she is from a rich aristocratic family. I saw her once. She is a very beautiful young woman.
That evening, Jane looked at herself in the mirror.
I am a fool. How could I imagine that Mr. Rochester was interested in me?
Some days later, Mrs. Fairfax received a letter.
It's from Mr. Rochester. He says that he will arrive here on Thursday with a group of important guests. So, Jane, you will see Miss Ingram.
All the servants were busy over the following days, preparing the house for the guests. Jane helped in the kitchen. On Thursday, Jane and Adele watched the carriages arrive. The little girl was very excited.
Look at all the beautiful dresses. Who is that lady next to Mr. Rochester?
She must be Blanche Ingram.
Mrs. Fairfax had a message for Jane.
Mr. Rochester wants you to come with Adele to the reception in the evening.
Do I have to? I'd prefer to stay in my room.
He insists on it.
That evening, Jane put on her best dress and sat in the drawing room with Adele. Most of the guests ignored her completely. Blanche Ingram was sophisticated and beautiful. She was also arrogant.
Where did you find that little French girl, Edward? I thought you didn't like children.
I adopted her when she was abandoned. I knew her mother. I have a governess to look after her.
Oh, I had dozens of governesses when I was a little girl. They were all such ridiculous creatures.
Blanche seemed to be very friendly with Rochester. They even sang a duet together. Jane quietly left the room. But Rochester followed her.
What is the matter? You look depressed.
No, I'm just tired. I want to go to bed.
He looked at her for a few moments.
Don't be sad, Jane. Good night.